It's the spoiler filled review of The First Purge, starring a bunch of folks you may know and some you may not know at all. First being Elon Noel, Marissa Tomei, you do know her, Steve Harris, Lex Scott Davis, Jovian Wade, and Luna Lauren Velez. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. And the synopsis is as follows. You can find this on Rotten Tomatoes. Behind every tradition lies a revolution. Next Independence Day, witness the rise of our country's 12 hours of annual lawlessness. Welcome to the movement that began as a simple experiment, the first purge, to push the crime rate below 1% for the rest of this year. The new founding fathers of America test a sociological theory that vents aggression for one night in one isolated community. But when the violence of the oppressors meet the rage of the marginalized, the contagion will explode from the trial city borders and spread across the nation. So yeah, that's basically it. If you're a fan of the Purge series, then you'll definitely be a fan of this movie. So we'll go over the good, the bad, and what I would change to make this movie even better. So first being the good, it's a lot of violence. For what it's worth, it brought a lot of action and everything you expect from a Purge movie. There's a whole lot of looting going on, whole lot of killing going on, and you really find out what happened during the first Purge. It gave a lot of context to why certain things are certain ways and how did everything come to pass, to be honest. In this kind of world, how it was, quotation marks, you see there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of disparities. And this here, it started off well, where it didn't start off as a full blood fest. It started off as, okay, some people are enjoying what the Purge is about. And then some people are just like, I'd rather not. I'd just rather loot and just make myself richer. And then eventually you see that the government for this movie is pushing the whole kill or whatever have you to push their own agenda, which is perfectly fine when you come to think about it. This whole movie franchise in general just felt like gore, 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 some story, and then gore, gore, gore. This movie here, it gave more story than gore, which isn't a bad thing. You would think, oh, having a lot of story will definitely suck. No, not for this movie at all. You need some kind of backstory for why things were the way it was. So if you imagine every movie from The Purge, imagine it has almost as much violence as from those movies as this would have, and just like a little bit more talking, which if you think about it, all the other movies had just gore through the whole movie and a little bit of talking here and there. This one had like at least the first like half an hour, 40 minutes where, okay, this is going to talk you a little bit and mix a little bit of gore in there, but mostly talk you to figure out why we need this kind of night, why you think it'll work, and X, Y, and Z. So for me, I felt that those points there definitely hits home why this movie did so well for me, just because my expectations weren't to say super high. This is the point where it's like, all right, I know what this franchise is about. This is what is going to happen. So as long as you keep your mindset on that, then there's a lot of good things about this movie. It gets worse if you actually start to be like, all right, I don't like this and I don't like that. It's just, you have to keep in the mindset that these movies are what they are, which is mostly gore and a lot of, you know, senseless killing, which I'm okay with because it's the franchise. That's what it is, basically, you know. Things that I felt that was bad about this movie. I felt that the ending could have been a little better. When the main character of Demetrius basically went to save the group of folks where his girlfriend lived, they kind of like ran through all the good characters quite easily and quite quickly. And it felt like the drones they used was like, oh, that kind of sucked. Why you kind of like ripped through the whole the good front, kind of, and he made it to where he's by himself taking on a full army, which, let's be honest, if you're not, you know, the Punisher or someone like that, I don't believe you're going to be able to rip through the whole government that came there. It was like a good like 15, 20 people he ran through, which I'm like, nah. And the only thing he received the whole movie is like one shot to the stomach, and that's it. I was like, yeah, you're not that gangster of a character to be like, yo, I could take them all on and still come out without any scratches. I kind of wish he had more scratches on him, to be honest. That's just one thing I kind of nitpick on that one. Another thing is the Isaiah character. I didn't like his character one bit, to be honest. He just felt like a tool the whole time. He wanted to do a whole danger, but he backed away because one of the purgers really is crazy, and he's the one that set it all off. Like, he did the first purge. He went through most of the purges by himself. He was killing a lot of folks. And to see Isaiah try to take him on is like, come on, dude. You know you're not going to take him on. And it felt wasteful to even try to. So it felt kind of weird with that one. Those are the only big things I have that I really didn't like about the movie in general. Everything else is what you expect from a Purge movie. It's gore. It's going to be not like a Oscar-worthy kind of performance. I'm okay with that because that's what they are. It's not something that, you know, you need to think extra hard about and say, well, what they really mean by this? It's like, no, it's gore fun, and I'm okay with that. What I would do to change this movie? Not really much of anything, to be honest. What they've done is continue the franchise, and they did it in a proper way, to be honest. It felt kind of like the Purge from either last year or the year before. It felt like that, but they've delved a little bit more into the story of the Purge, which I'm fine. And the fact that they're going to make a TV series will be interesting to see, just because I'm not sure what will they cover and where in the timeline will this movie actually start. So all in all, I felt pretty good about this movie. So that's my review of the first Purge. Let me know down below if you like it. Let me know if you down below if you didn't like it. I love all the feedback for me. You can find me on social media at Dwight Ant C. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. And I catch you viewers next time.